Hello, I'm Julie Kandler with the BBC News. Poland's Conservative Law and Justice Party has won a decisive victory in parliamentary elections following a campaign in which it took a tough line towards the European Union and migrants. An exit poll suggests it has secured 39% of the vote. The party's candidate for Prime Minister, Beata Szydło, said she was grateful for the support of the year. The President of the European Commission, Jean-Claude Juncker, said that Balkan countries must start registering migrants arriving at their borders.
The only way to restore order to the situation is to slow down the uncontrolled flows of people. The policy of waving through people to neighboring countries has to stop. I want to be clear. People must be registered. No registration, no rights.
Exit polls in Argentina's presidential election suggest that the candidate of the governing party, Daniel Scioli, has won the most votes, but will have to face a runoff next month. The centre-right mayor of Buenos Aires, Mauricio Macri, appears to have come second and will challenge Mr. Scioli on November the 22nd. Wira Davis reports from Buenos Aires.
Daniel Scioli, as the official candidate of the ruling Peronist Populist Party, which dominates Argentine politics, is a clear favourite to win. The fact that there may be a run-up shows how divided the country is after 8 years of Cristina Fernandez de Kirchner's government. Her fans, her supporters say she's done fantastic things with new welfare programmes, spending billions on helping people out of poverty and also renationalising the national airline, the national oil company, and forging these new alliances with Russia and with China. But her opponents, of course, say the economy is in a mess, there's no money in the central bank, inflation is running at dangerously high levels.
Polls have closed in Guatemala in a presidential election runoff between an ex-comedian and a former first lady. Opinion polls gave the actor Jimmy Morales a clear lead over Sandra Torres, who's seen by many as part of the country's political elite. Turnout was low. Both candidates promised to fight corruption following the resignation and arrest of President Otto Perez Molina in September. World News from the BBC. The US Republican presidential hopeful Donald Trump has said the world would be a better place if Saddam Hussein and Muammar Gaddafi were still in power in Iraq and Libya. Speaking to CNN, Mr. Trump described the Middle East region as a disaster that had blown up around President Obama and Hillary Clinton. The governor of the Egyptian city of Alexandria has resigned after torrential rain caused widespread disruption and a number of deaths. Five people were electrocuted when an overhead power cable fell into a flooded street. Thousands of vehicles across the city were partially submerged and many homes flooded. In Israel, high winds knocked down trees and toppled cranes. Saudi Arabia's Supreme Court has rejected an appeal against a death sentence passed on a prominent Shia Muslim cleric. Sheikh Nimr al-Nimr was a vocal supporter of anti-government demonstrations during the Arab Spring. The British racing driver Lewis Hamilton has won the Formula One World Championship for a third time. He secured the title with victory in the US Grand Prix in Texas. Hamilton thanked everyone who had supported him.
I can't really find the right words right this second to tell you how amazing this feels, and just that I couldn't have done it without this team who have powered me for the last 3 years and really taken me on board and really helped nurture me with a car and just faultless.
In the Rugby World Cup, Australia have beaten Argentina to make it through to the final next Saturday when they'll take on New Zealand. The Wallabies won by 29 points to 15. Our correspondent in Sydney is John Donison.
This has been an amazing tournament for the Southern Hemisphere. All four semi-finalists from the Southern Hemisphere and an amazing final next week for this part of the world. Amazingly, these two teams who have both won the World Cup twice have never met in the final, but in terms of sporting rivalries, at least in this part of the world, they don't get much bigger than the All Blacks against the Wallabies in rugby union.
BBC News.